Hey everybody, this is Lorenzo from Pal's Podcast About Lame Stuff. This is episode number 17. And if you guys enjoy it, please do. Please go to Facebook and like our page. There's a lot of stuff. Also, follow us on Twitter at ThePals. There's a lot of things going on. Lorenzo will be at Kamikaze Expo this weekend. And Brian will be working on the website. So there's going to be a lot of tweets, a lot of things on the Facebook page about that. And we would love your input. Now surrender to the awesomeness that is Brian and Lorenzo. Enjoy.
Time for Pals. Welcome everybody to the next exciting episode of Pals, podcast about lame stuff. This is episode 17. I'm Brian Danger Post here with my co-host
Lorenzo Moore. Did you forget that middle name, Brent?
I forgot my middle name. I was like, what's up, Lorenzo?
Oh, I'm trying to recover from the sugar high from this past Monday, Halloween, but I'm doing well. How are you, man?
I'm all right. My thumb's healing up. I'm feeling better.
That's pretty good. I'm pretty excited, man. This upcoming weekend, just 2 days away, Kamikaze Expo. And they just released that Mark Hamill. You know this guy? I don't know this guy.
Who is that guy?
People tell me he was Luke Skywalker from those Star Wars movies. He will be at Kamikaze this weekend. So people, go get your tickets. It's going to be awesome. Let's do this.
That sounds cool.
Brian, I gotta share something with you real quick.
Share it with me.
You know, it's not another bus story, but it is a bus story. You see really weird things on the bus. First, this lady gets on and she can't stop moving. My deduction is she's probably on drugs, but she couldn't stop moving, which made me anxious and like worried because she wouldn't stop moving, which just creeped me out. But when you have nothing else to do and I'm listening to music, I stare out the window and just stare at like plazas and shops and stuff. And we pass this place, and in this plaza, there's a strip club, and right next to it is the Orange County Maternity Center.
That's dope.
It makes me laugh because, honey, you go check on the baby, I'll be over here. It's, I don't know who decided to be there first and who decided to be there second. Either way, it's like, is this really a good idea to be here? I don't know. But anyways, bus story, random stuff you see.
Cool. Well, you ready for the news?
What news? Oh, you mean the week in review?
Yes, week in review.
Week in review.
All right, you want to start it off?
Oh, I'll start it off?
You start it off.
So this past weekend, a couple that just moved to Hawaii was arrested for eating a sandwich in the store. And as they walk outside the store, the wife realized, oh, we forgot to pay for our sandwich. She goes back in. She's stopped by a security guard, and he asked her about the sandwich. And she goes, oh, yeah, I was just coming in to pay. I'm sorry. But instead, they took him upstairs, this family of three, and they said, oh, no, once you leave the store, you can't come back and pay for it. It's shoplifting, and we have to call the police. And she was like, what? Okay. So they spent 4 hours waiting for the police to show up. And this is the sad thing. A representative from the state also showed up with the police and took the daughter away because they are arresting the couple for shoplifting two sandwiches that equaled $5. The daughter had to spend a night in foster care while they went to jail, and their bail was set at $25 each. Oh, and by the way, they were banned from the store for a year. How ridiculous is that?
Seems a little excessive. I feel like shoplifting should be ticket, and that's it.
Yeah, and she came back in to pay for it, too. That's ridiculous. Should be on the ridiculous. Anderson Cooper, where are you?
You know, until you said it was a family of three, I thought it might be my cousin and her husband who just moved to Hawaii.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny. Anyway, but this is Pals, so it was lame because it wasn't them.
So true.
Speaking of unlame stuff.
Ooh, unlame.
Unlame. An inventor just invented the most genius invention ever. You know those little stickers that come on apples, little apple labels?
That you can never peel off? That you can never peel off?
That are just horrible in every way. Because once you get it off, then it's like stuck on your thumb. And you can't put it anywhere if you don't have a trash can. You know, it sucks.
Yes, it does.
Well, some dude, invented an Apple label that, when you apply water to it, turns into soap and washes away. So it not only cleans your Apple, but it also gets rid of the label.
Good job, genius inventor. You will be applauded and should be paid a lot of money, because a lot of people are going to welcome this invention more than they welcomed the slap chop.
Yeah, I think it was a great idea.
Speaking of lame ideas and stupid ideas, Bank of America decided to drop its plan for charging their customers $5 a month for using their ATM card. They decided to drop the fee after customer feedback and customers choosing to close their accounts and go elsewhere because they didn't want to pay the $5 a month to use their debit card.
So I'm going to play the advocate conspiracy theorist for a second. Do you think Bank of America ever had any intention of instituting this fee and at the last minute said they weren't going to do it just to get good PR?
Maybe, but it also really affected them in the stock market. Their stock dropped significantly, so it was a pretty big gamble to be a PR move. But yeah, that's a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, Lorenzo, speaking of conspiracy theories.
What?
Do you hear that? That sound?
Of?
Crying.
Crying?
Yeah, that's the sound of the Earth crying because it's being crushed under the weight of 7 billion people.
Oh yeah, 7 billion people here on Earth.
Yeah, we just hit 7 billion people. I remember when we hit 6 billion people. I think we were in high school or something like that.
Oh, I thought that was like a year ago.
Didn't.
So, 7 billion people on Earth. That's a lot of people. How soon will more countries implement China's one-child policy? I don't know.
Could be soon.
But, man, that's Canada, a lot of people.
The sparsely populated Canada actually has a law that you must have at least 5 children.
No way.
No. Mormons? I totally made that up.
Were you talking about Mormons? Not Canadians. Oh, I just took a jab at a quarter of our listening population.
Hate mail from Utah.
Yep. Okay, bring it, Utah. I'm ready. Well, anyways, so this has been all over the news, the TV, the radio, and yes, it's infiltrated the Pals podcast. Kim Kardashian just filed for divorce, and yeah. This is stupid because she totally got paid for having a wedding. Most people have to shell out thousands of dollars to pay for the wedding, from the catering, from florists to everything, the location. But no, she didn't have to pay a lick of dime. They said, oh, we'll pay you to have our flowers. Oh, we'll pay you to have our food, booze, everything, photos. We'll pay you to take pictures. And this is ridiculous. After 70-something days, she files for divorce. I smell conspiracy theory. She got rich from getting married, and she doesn't have to return any of that money. I feel sad because that money could have been used for some good. What do you think,
yeah,
Brian?
You know, we watch the Kardashians on a regular basis. Both my mom and Shauna watch that show. So, by proxy, I watch it. And that guy that she married is... he's a dick, and I am not surprised by this at all. Even if it was fake, I'm sure it was meant to go on longer than, 76 days?
Something like that. I've been married close to 5 years now, and it's just ridiculous for me to hear about people breaking up just after a year, 76 days in this case. It's dumb. I think it bothers me, and... damn it. Okay, so what does Kim Kardashian, what's she famous for? Except for that video that I've never seen. I don't want to see.
The Ray J video.
But really, what is she, an entertainer? What is she?
Well, I think you could say that she's a model.
Really? Whatever. Same with Lindsay Lohan. What does she do, and why is she on the news every day?
Ugh.
It's upsetting to me. Like, what is this teaching our young, impressionable women out there to do? Oh, I can do this and get famous. Oh, I can do a lot of drugs and not go to jail and not do community service. It's really upsetting me, but that's the world.
Calm down, Lorenzo. Calm down. It's okay.
That's the world. But
take deep breaths.
Here I am. I'm trying. I'm working on my, acting skills, speeching skills, and what do I have to do to get famous?
You're working on your mustache skills.
For people who haven't seen me recently, I shaved just my chin. I had a full-on beard, and I just shaved my chin. I look like Pat Garrett from Young Guns 2, and it's totally awesome.
And right now, I am currently growing a full Mountain Man beard. I just may shave it just like Lorenzo because it looks pretty freaking sweet.
It's awesome, actually. I kind of dig it. Well, that was the week in review. Sorry for going overboard with the Kim Kardashian news, but whatever, Brian.
I think they'll forgive us. So, Lorenzo, what'd you do this week?
This week? What did I do this week? I'm drawing a blank. I dressed up for work. For Halloween.
That's cool. What
I
were
was
you?
A steampunk kind of guy. People kept on asking me, what are you? And I couldn't figure it out because I would just say, hey, look up steampunk. And I just dressed up like that. And then I was like, oh, I look like Pat Garrett. So I'm a steampunk Pat Garrett. And I told everybody, my wife worked really hard on the costume. And it turned out really, really cool. Pictures will go up on our Facebook page later on. It will be up soon. And or they should already be there, whatever. But that's what I did.
Time dilation.
Yeah. What about you, Brian? What did you do?
I think the highlight of my week was watching the new episode or the new series premiere of the new Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Beavis.
It was hilarious. Now, I don't know if it was kind of rubbing off that I watched the old ones and thought it was hilarious because I was having nostalgia for it.
I bet.
But I thought it was hilarious, and other people should tune in and watch it. But I don't know if the younger crowd will get it, even though they did do parodies or make fun of like new videos and new MTV TV shows like
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, and 16 and Pregnant, stuff like that.
What music videos did they do?
I am an old fogey, so I don't know which ones they did. They said it, but I don't remember them.
You don't remember? My favorite episode is when they decided to roll down a hill in a tire. Remember that episode? That was so classic. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You also triggered something too. On Saturday, I decided to watch some new TV shows on Hulu. Andrea and I, we watched Grimm. And I was instantly excited. It's a pretty cool concept. I can't wait for more. I hope they don't cancel it. It's pretty good show. And then she wanted to watch Once
hold
Upon
on,
a
hold
Time.
On. Let me interject. My parents were watching Grimm. I could hear them watching it in the other room. And like 12 minutes into the show, I hear, this is crap. See what else is on. So I don't think they'll be watching it.
I was hooked, man. I was like, this is awesome. But that's me. This is, again.
That's you.
Podcast about lame stuff.
So anyway, really cool. You were watching Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, so we watched Once Upon a Time after that, and no, not for me. Pretty interesting concept, but not for me, no. And after that, we watched the show Revenge, another ABC show, and I was fighting to get through that because it was just stupid times 5.5. I did watch the movie Source Code. Have you seen that movie?
No.
You should check.
I've heard it's pretty mind-bending.
Yeah, gets you thinking, but pretty cool movie. Pretty cool movie. You should check it out.
Yeah, I'll probably check it out.
So that was our week in review, personally.
How about weekend preview?
Weekend preview, yeah. This weekend, I will be at the Kamikaze Expo in downtown Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center. I'm going to be there Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it. My wife is coming along with me, and to tell you the truth, I was like, oh man, she's totally going to be bored. But she's recently got into steampunk fashion and like doing some jewelry for it and stuff, and there's going to be panels on how to do costuming in steampunk, and also the makeup artist and the costume designers from Buffy, Angel, Firefly, and Dollhouse are all going to be there, so she got really excited for that.
Sounds cool. Are you guys going to wear your steampunk outfits?
I might. Her outfit is a lot of work, So I might, she might wear something Pals related. And later on Saturday night, we are going to a birthday party, but it's going to be a dress-up birthday party. So we're both going to dress up steampunk that night too. So
That's
that's
cool.
my weekend. You guys should come join me at Kamikaze Expo in LA. Google it.
He'll be the steampunk Pat Garrett.
That is true. What about you,
I
Brian? What are you doing this weekend?
am celebrating some birthdays, but I will unfortunately not be at Kamikaze with you.
Sad day. There's always next
Sad
year.
day. I know. So, are we ready? Are we ready for this week's topic, Lorenzo?
This week's topic is, have you ever wondered, pondered, looked for, hunted, got chased after Bigfoot?
Yes. But it turned out it was just Khloe Kardashian.
Oh,
Oh,
bing.
zing. Oh. But yeah, that's our topic this week is Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Yeah, so let me start off with some Bigfoot history. Scientists think it's an ape-like cryptid. I don't know.
Cryptid? Cryptid.
Cryptid that proportionally inhabits forests, mainly in the Pacific Northwest. And yeah, they call it Bigfoot. They call it Sasquatch. They call it Chewbacca. Yeah, they call it Andre the Giant. But this fascination of Bigfoot started way before time began. I don't know. But it got popularized in 1958, and the phenomenon has been a hit ever since then.
What happened in 1958?
In 1958, when large footprints were found in Del Norte, California, Del Norte County, California, Brian, that's where we camped, by a bulldozer operator, the set of large tracks appeared multiple times around a road construction site in Bluff Creek. After not being taken seriously about what he was seeing, the crew brought in his friend to cast the prints. And there you go. The phenomenon begun.
That's cool. I think Bigfoot is something both you and I have a real passion for finding. I think that's one of those things that we both really want to find.
I fear going out looking for Bigfoot because I do think you and I will find it. It creeps me out.
I've heard all these personal accounts of like Bigfoot coming at people or scaring them or throwing stuff at them, and I want
Yes.
that. I want that.
I watched this show. I know you watched this show, but they were talking about Bigfoot in southeastern Oklahoma, and that's where Bigfoot would chase after you, make scary sounds, and throw stuff at you. I was like, oh man. I was thinking right then, I'm like, Brian, I'm gonna be gone. You're gonna see me run faster than you ever seen me run before.
You're just gonna be a blur.
And I'm surprisingly fast when I need to run, and you know that.
Every time there's a physical challenge, Lorenzo surprises me. Every time he is an Olympic athlete trapped in the body of a non-Olympic athlete. Let me just leave it at that.
You know that's right.
Well, I don't know, Bigfoot.
You know what we need to do, Brian? We need to have a Pals podcast camp out, search for Bigfoot one of these times. Next summer is coming around, and we should plan that out, dude. We should have a camp out somewhere and just go searching for Bigfoot.
Yes. You know what we should do? We should go Eastern Sierras.
Okay, yeah, never been there. That would be cool.
Do it. It's on the calendar.
So I'm looking at bro, it's I don't know how to
Sound
say
it
it.
out. Sound it out.
Bfro.net, Bfro.net, and this is a website that keeps geographic database of Bigfoot and Sasquatch. And do you know which state has the most sightings?
I'm gonna say California.
Yeah, by over 200. There's in California, there's 425. The next one that comes in, oh, I take this back, Brian. I should have read the whole list. It is not California.
Way to go, Lorenzo.
Lame
Is it
fail.
Oregon?
No,
Oregon?
it's not
Washington?
Oregon. Washington with
Washington.
522. And their most recent sighting was back in August this year. And the most recent report in California was October 2010.
Wow, that's a long time. You know, it seems like there's more sightings the more north you go. Does that website have Canada? I wonder how many Vancouver has.
You know what? Here we go. So, British Columbia will be Vancouver
Oh
area.
yeah, British Columbia. Yeah.
121.
Huh, drops off. You know, I wonder if it drops off because the population up there drops, so there's less people to see things.
Yeah, and I also have international reports, and the Himalayan region has 10. Malaysia has 36, Australia has 1, Russia has 2, and China has 11. Pretty cool.
That's cool. So it primarily seems like an American phenomenon.
Yeah, totally. And surprisingly, New York has over 100 sightings.
You
That's
know, a lot of
surprising.
people think New York is just like city, but it's not. The vast majority of the state of New York is wooded wilderness.
Yeah, people forget that New York is just not New York.
Yeah, it's more than Manhattan and, the Bronx.
You can throw a rock and hit New Jersey from Central Park. But anyways, yeah, it looks like I'm trying to figure out Hawaii has no sightings at all.
Of course.
Which, okay.
Yeah, I believe it.
The most recent sighting in the US was in West Vir I can't speak tonight. West,
West Virginia.
yes, which is not really west of Virginia. Look at your map, people.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna
Virginia,
go through this again.
yes, Virginia reaches further west than West Virginia.
The center of Virginia is east of the center of West Virginia.
I've seen it both ways.
Anyway.
Okay, so what started your fascination with Bigfoot?
I think my fascination began with seeing shows on like the History Channel
Not
and
Harry and the
Discovery
Hendersons?
Channel. No, but I did watch that as a kid. And about 2 years ago, my dad had to go to the hospital, and we were in the waiting room for like 8 hours. And on the TV, they just played Harry and the Hendersons over and over and over again. I think we watched it like 3.5 times.
Wow, that must have sucked.
It was cool the first time, still kind of cool the second time. Third time, I wanted to shoot myself, and when it started playing for the fourth time, I had already shot myself.
Okay, so I just clicked on the map on this bfro.net website, and if you click like a state, it will show you the counties and the breakdowns of counties and the number of sightings in the counties. San Bernardino, Brian,
Let me guess, let me
nine.
guess. Okay, I won't guess. Eight. Was I right?
No, you're off by one.
Oh,
Orange County, you
two.
want? Nope, zero.
Zero. That's okay. You know what? I see that because the wilderness areas in Orange County, they're not really wooded. They're more like shrubbery.
You know, wait, no, there are some really surprisingly wooded areas in Orange County and Silverado Canyon, the Cleveland National Forest or State Forest, whatever, that can be really wooded and creepy.
What about San Diego County?
Eight.
Okay. All right.
Riverside County, eight.
Imperial, three?
One.
Huh.
Okay, how about Los Angeles County, Brian?
Three.
20.
What?
I know.
That must all be like around Wrightwood.
Probably. That's San Bernardino.
Is it?
Yes.
That's right. No, that's got to be around the border.
No, dude. No.
No, that's, I'm gonna say that's LA County. We'll look it up later.
Okay. So the most recent report was October 2010 in Amador County. I have no idea where that is,
It's
but
got to be up north.
a motorist said he saw something along Highway 88 north of Clements. If we have any listeners in the area, go check out that wooded area or that area and report back to us if there's any listeners in that area.
So, if we were to do our own Bigfoot hunt, what would you take with you?
I don't know. I mean, the usual first aid, a radio, rope, a knife,
Because we've learned our lessons in the past.
beef jerky, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I saw Bigfoot. One, would I freeze with fear and pee my pants? Two, would I run away? Three, would I try to interact with it? My vote is number one.
I think you would do number one too.
Yep.
I think I would take a camera,
Oh, yeah.
an easel so I could paint it.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think a camera, maybe some bait like raw meat or something like that,
Right.
so that at night we could set up like some bait and camera apparatus and see what we could catch. Probably a coyote taking our meat. But yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. So, even better on this brof website.
What was okay? Was Bigfoot.com taken? I
I don't
mean,
know. I didn't
seriously?
look up Bigfoot.com.
Sasquatch.com? I'm just wondering why this Bigfoot website is like brifro, not
I just
barbara.
Googled Bigfoot sightings, and this is what came up. Back in August 2008, you can click on the counties and see the reports. Back in August 2008, a mother and daughter describes possible house close to their home near Big Bear City.
Being out in the wilderness, I have heard weird noises, like weird howls. I've always attributed them to either dogs or coyote, but some of them really don't sound like that. So I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to read the next two reports.
Read
No,
it.
three.
Read 'em.
Okay, back in
Don't
August.
mess up. Don't mess up. And no ums. No ums.
Okay, August 2008. Native American woman experiences a close encounter from her backyard outside the San Bernardino National Forest. June 1996. A young man has a midnight face-to-face encounter with an unknown creature.
Spooky.
August 1993, 18-year-old young man has a strange encounter on a dark gravel road. What is this? I need exact sights.
Yeah, I need exact sights and details, not these little movie trailer snippets, you know?
Oh no, this is the best movie trailer snippet. Do a background music, Brian, just slightly, please. October 1993, a campsite incident with multiple witnesses. The campers were approached while they were sleeping.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's the report. What? This is
Wow.
hilarious. Oh my God, we can
What
totally.
happened after they approached? Did they start playing cards?
Hold on, let me
Did they
see if I
play some
can see the
pinochle?
full. Let me see the. If this is, oh, here it is. All right, so I take back. So these were
Ah.
just little snippets of the reports. You can click on.
Lorenzo.
Well, anyways, it was funny. It was funny how we read it.
Okay, let's read one of the details for one of them.
Okay, so I clicked on the one that I just read.
Yeah.
Location details in the San Bernardino Mountains at the Barton Flats Campground.
Oh my gosh, been there, seen that.
We've been to Barton Flats.
We
Okay.
know some people who practically live there.
All right, so I'm going to read this to you guys. It's a little lengthy, but bear with me and count the ums that I say. So the person said, I was sleeping in my van, and my two friends were sleeping in a tent about 15 feet away. I couldn't get to sleep, and I heard something rocking around outside. I could hear snoring coming from the direction of the tent, and when I peeked out the window, I couldn't see anything. I started to get up, and all of a sudden, the van started rocking violently. And back and forth, and I was thrown from side to side, and I yelled real loud, and the shaking stopped. My friends called from the tent and asked, "What's the problem?" And at that point, I grabbed my flashlight and pulled the curtains covering the back window and shined the flashlight outside. A figure moved towards the left, and I could see it. It was walking upright like a man, but it had hair from head to toe. And in a second, I saw it walk past the front window and head into the forest. I pulled open the side door and jumped out, yelling for my friends to get up. It smelt really bad, like a cesspool around our campsite, and I was shaking really badly. We started a fire and talked about what just happened and learned that something had been tossing pebbles onto the top of the tent, and they thought it was me. And then something had brushed up against the back of the tent. And they also thought it was me. But after I told them about the van shaking, they swore it wasn't them, and we decided to pack up and head home early. Later, I remember seeing a pair of glowing yellowish eyes through the trees after we had first arrived, but they disappeared almost immediately, and I figured it was just a deer or something to that effect.
Huh, interesting story. However, I gotta call bogus when they say the yellow glowing eyes, because
Tapetum.
tapetum, humans don't have it, an ape-like creature would not have it. So even a deer, like, no.
So apes don't have tapetum?
I don't think they have tapeti.
Tapetum is the reflection in the back of the eyes that when a light is flashed onto a cat at night and their eyes seem to glow green, yellow, red, that's tapetum.
Humans don't have that.
What about red eye then? What's up with that? That's not tapetum?
That is a something to do with the camera.
Something to do with the camera. Oh, man. But anyways, tangent. I think I call bogus on a lot of things. It could have been a bear trying to get into the van. It could have been acorns dropping from a tree onto the tent.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, exactly. It could have been a rowdy teenager dressed in a monkey suit from Angelus Oaks.
That's so true. So true. But okay, so we both heard of a bear breaking into a car to get to food. It's not uncommon up in the mountains.
Nope.
I call BS also. Let's see another report real quick because, wow, we're pushing time. Okay, here's the young man who had a face-to-face midnight encounter with an unknown creature. It's loading up.
Even though it was face-to-face, he couldn't tell what it was.
No.
I guess it's not that unknown since he posted it on a Bigfoot website. So he obviously thinks it's a Bigfoot.
Okay, so this was somewhere in Big Bear City. They stayed in a cabin. And so...
Okay, you know what? Right there, I call bogus because in Big Bear City, that's an actual city in the mountains.
Right.
And no wild animals will go anywhere near Big Bear. And a lot of city folk think Big Bear is like the actual wilderness, but it's not. It's a resort town full of stoplights and traffic lights and McDonald's and shops and stuff. You're not going to see Bigfoot in Big Bear. Come on. But anyway.
So let me read you one paragraph real quick. He said, I looked over to my right. He was outside the cabin because he thought he heard a noise. I looked over to my right and about 20 feet away, something was looking at me over a bush. It was between two large trees and standing behind a bush, parting the top of a bush. While it was with its hands looking at me, all I could see was the upper chest, head, arms, and hands. I stood there looking back for 15 to 20 seconds, and then I just bolted for the cabin. I couldn't look back because I didn't want to. Okay, so back to what you're saying. Big Bear City is an actual city, and there's a lot of, like, transients, not homeless people, but transients from you and I both experienced that. People hitchhiking for rides and stuff up there.
Yep.
So I want to put it past that it was someone with a really big beard just checking things out.
Yeah, I totally agree. Bomb sighting.
I think we almost have to do a Bigfoot part two, Brian.
Do we have a lot more material?
I don't know. We might. What do you think?
I think we need to do a live podcast out camping. It could be a combined live podcast on our camping expedition and also a Bigfoot hunt. It could be like a epic five-part thing.
Brian, I agree with you. Okay, so Pals, podcast about lame stuff. We are going to put together a camping trip for next year.
Do it in the fall. Do it in the fall.
So this fall. Brian, are you kidding me? As much as I would like to go. All right, how about we do a test run? How about you and I go camping this fall?
Somewhere local.
And
okay.
We'll do some research, see where the most local Bigfoot sightings are, and we'll go camp and check things out. And we'll do a Bigfoot part two explaining our adventure. And yeah, that would be pretty cool, Brian.
Sweet. I'm down.
So I would love to keep talking about Kardashian and Bigfoot and all my beard, but we are pushing 40 minutes legitimately, and I have to go pee.
Time goes by so fast.
We're having fun, and I think, ladies and gentlemen, I purchased the website, hosting place, whatever you want to call it. So the podcast website will be up soon.
So we own a domain name? Is that what you're saying?
We do. And I will not.
The first step has been achieved.
Yes. And we will reevaluate the time length of our shows because we are going way past 30 minutes. And maybe here and there we'll do however long it takes. And with just the 30-minute shows, I do dig the 30-minute shows. So we'll reevaluate things. And yeah, Brian, exciting.
Good stuff. All right. Are we signing off now, Lorenzo?
We are.
All right. I want to say thank you to all our viewers. None of them, because we don't have a TV show. I don't know why I said viewers. All our listeners. We're getting some feedback, and it's cool to see how many hits we have and from all these different places. And stay tuned for the website. It's going to be wicked awesome.
Yeah, for those who haven't liked us on Facebook, go like us on Facebook. I know you guys are out there. because in 1 week I counted over 100 downloads and we only have 42, I believe, at the moment. Likes. We need more likes. We want more feedback. So with that, I would like to end on this note. It was looking at me.